We have a very special guest here, David Adesizan, who came back. It's very nice to see you. It means you have fond memories, and we're very happy to have you. We're holding the Sefer Chovos Talmidim in the very last perek. In the old printing, it's on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. That's the one I have. Any one of you that has a Sefer in front of you, it's in Kuf Yud Gimel. Zachar No Talmud Chosid. And we were speaking about that a person, it's not enough for a person to do good things. A lot of people like to do good things, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to become good people. And good people means it has to be a part of you. And if a person wants to make something a part of them, they have to start when they're young. People that they, like when they're young, they have one mode of behavior. And then when they're older, they try to change gears. So aside from the fact that it's very difficult, but you always end up kind of like reverting back to that. Like if a person holds his body in a specific position, whatever it might be, for a long time, that will end up being a form that will be created. And even if you try moving it back, it's going to end up always slipping back to that position. I remember I had a kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Goldman, whose fingers were mangled. She didn't have her hands were like all crunched up. And she told us that when she was a little kid, so she had some sort of injury. It was never really properly, she didn't get proper medical attention. And now it's too late. And even though, science is already, there's a lot of medical advancement, there's a lot of things you could do, but once the body has already taken that form, there's really nothing to do to undo it, or practically nothing. And the same thing is true with our neshama. We form opinions, we form lifestyles, and we shape the tendencies of our neshama. If a person wants to be a good person, not do good things, you can't say, okay, I'll start when I'm older. Because then maybe you'll do more good stuff, but you're still going to be having a lot of struggles internally, and you're going to have a hard time becoming a good person. You could do good things, but we want you to be good. Your nature should be good. So he says now, Zachar no Talmud Chassid. There's big people, there's adults, there's mature people that are advanced in their years, and they're jealous of you. And with your shachar, which is your youth, saying, if I could only be young. The youth is wasted on the young. If I could only be young, if I would be young, I would give over all of my time to Kedusha, and I would give over all my time to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then I would be able to be someone. But now I feel that it's late. It's too late. If I only could do it when I was young, I could turn back the clock. Kama mehem mishtoikikim. A person who's young, so he still has a relatively clean slate, and his nefesh is still has that strong desire. Where are you going to channel that desire? Where are you going to put it? What is the person going to put all of his excitement? Is he going to put it in his avodas Hashem? Is he going to put it in his davening and his learning, or is he going to like allow it to be drawn to all the other stupidities in the world and say, this is what I'm going to satisfy my excitement with. This is what's going to give me a thrill, something out there. And then when I'm older, maybe I'll try to like get into learning. It's not going to happen. You might start doing it, but it's not going to become a part of you the same way. And so many older people have regrets, and they wish they were able to do it. They wish they were able to turn back the clock. And they wish they would be able to have the opportunities that you have. And a person, and I'll give you a very good way of a person deciding what he should do. And I think you all realize this. It's just a question of actually doing it. When you have a decision to make of what I should be doing right now, think to yourself, in 20 years from now, am I going to look back and say this was the right decision or not? I'm going to look back at myself and say, well, yeah, that was smart. I'm happy I did that. Or you're not going to say that. Because you're not going to get the opportunity in 20 years from now. Now is your chance to make who you want to be when you're 40. Who do you want to be? What do you want to look like then? Now is the opportunity because it's not coming back. And at their advanced age, it's already hard for them. It's much more challenging. Va'ato et hakol biyadecha, and now it's still all in your hands. I have acquaintances, chavrusas, with people that are advanced in years and started learning when they were much older. And there's one particular person I'm very close with, and we could spend quite a bit of time together learning. And the last time we were together, he had one thing he just kept saying over and over again. Niyar mochuk. Niyar mochuk. Niyar mochuk means I'm a piece of paper that's been erased. Niyar mochuk. He's frustrated. He's frustrated. Because he found it at an advanced age, and he sees that he lost out on a lot because he didn't do it when he was younger. And he's in Niyar mochuk. He had to erase all the other garbage that's going on in his brain. And then on top of that, try like getting like in there something that has meaning. And it's in Niyar mochuk. It's a piece of paper that's been erased on. It's not clean. It doesn't get written the same way. It's not retained. It's not as pure. It's a Niyar mochuk. That's all he kept saying. Niyar mochuk. You now have it all in your hands. Now's the opportunity. Now's the chance. You still have your youth. You still have your enthusiasm. We're still innocent. V'ha'im ta'abed margolia zu. Are you going to allow this precious jewel you have, your life, your neshama, you're going to allow it to get tainted? You allow it to get scarred. The toimer l'kisha egdel e'evoid u'kisha ezdakein esakein. When I get bigger, then I'll work. When I get older, then I'll fix things. It's working backwards. A mishnah imeres haloimed yeled lemahu doime. The mishnah says a person that learns when he's younger. What is he compared to? L'dioy k'suval niyar chadash. He's like dio, ink written on a fresh piece of paper, where it comes out very, very clear and shiny, and it looks like it's very pronounced. It's beautiful. V'haloimed zokein, someone who only learns when he's older. L'dio k'suva al niyar mochuk. It's like ink written on paper that's been erased. Niyar mochuk. Person that tries when he's older, it's just not the same. It's just not. Kein hu bechol ha'inyonim. That's the way it is with all things. Hein b'limud ha'poshut. Whether if it's menogeh to learning simple things. Hein b'chasidus. Whether it has to do with becoming a chassid. V'tikun ha'nefesh. And rectifying your neshama. Ki harbe anoshim yoidim ma'hi avoid v'tikun ha'nefesh. There's a lot of people out there. They know what they're supposed to be doing. U'mishtoikikim aleha. V'gam koifin es atzmum lasos. They're kind of like forcing themselves to do it. They're wasting away their times. They're forcing themselves. They're going against. They're fighting so much that they've already built a certain lifestyle. They've already built a certain way of who they are. And you got to fight against all that when you're older to try to make it happen. It's not impossible, but it is so much more difficult. And you spend so much of your energy just trying to get over things that are just all part of your history. And it's a challenge. It's an extremely big challenge. There's very few people that are able to withstand that. Very few individuals that are able to overcome that and come every day and push themselves. It's very hard to like look at yourself and say, I'm going to be that man. True? We have right now in the room an example for us. As a person who, at an advanced age, came and he pushes every day and he learns, and he's a tremendous, tremendous role model for all of us in the Space Medrash. But he's one in a billion. And a person doesn't want to put himself up against those type of that type of challenge, those type of odds. We have a chance now when we're younger. We have opportunities now. Now is when it's going to be easy. We think it's so hard now. I've got so much other things that I want to do and distractions and I'm being pulled. You think it's hard now? Now it's easy. it is so much harder when you get older. V'samid poischem heim al shnei se'ifim. A person who didn't like commit himself when he's younger, his whole life he's jumping back and forth. He's like feels like he's on a fence. Machriach ish kazes atzmo. He has to force himself. La'avoida l'rega l'chatzisha, for a moment, for half an hour. L'shav and noifel ocher l'kamishaya, and that he feels like he's regressing, falling back. V'shuv machriach atzmo, and then he has to push himself again. V'shuv noifel, and he's falling again. It is so hard. Because the more that you allow yourself to live without it, the less it's a part of your very being. But at our age, when we're still young, so we can do it in a way that it becomes natural. It becomes a part of us. And that's the opportunity that we have of youth. And a person who doesn't do it when he's younger, his whole life is a struggle. Lo yiskadem af psia achas lo yal lemailam matzavo. He doesn't move forward. He's taking small steps. Ki es mivchar koychoisav, all of his strength, ves meitav shnoisav, and the best of his years is ala psichov ala nafila, just trying to like begin and trying to get up from when he fell. Who might see the whole time? Lo chein atem b'churei chemed. That's not you. You're in a different stage of life. You're right now standing at a crossroads. Im mialduschem, if right now in your youth you decide shetaschilu to begin uminarechem mizet ta'avoidu, and if you start from your youth to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what will happen? Lebisarchem v'damchem tiach hasidus. It'll get into your blood. It'll get into your flesh. It'll become a part of your bones. It doesn't say bones, but everything else he says. Af imtipoilu, and even if you fall, lo tashuvu achar, you won't fall back. Af im tapsiku lufamim, even if you stop for a moment. Lo tishku babitza, you're not going to end up in the mud. Es kol shenoy seichem lo tzstarchu levalois rak lebli lipol rak lakimchem. You're not going to spend all of your years just making sure you don't fall and getting yourself up from when you did fall. May offer of a tit ikar avodaschem. You can now do an avoida rak lalois tiyeh, to elevate yourself, to put yourself in a different plane, to put yourself in a different place. Like we spoke about on Shavuos, that you become a different person. And when a person is different, so then, you know, he gets excited about different things. Imagine if you got like that excited about like a new Rebbe Akiva Eiger. They just came out with the new Rebbe Akiva Eiger, you know what I mean? It's like, oh my gosh, you hear the hack? This is new Rebbe Akiva Eiger. You saw the cover, it's like unbelievable, it's gorgeous, and the font is amazing. Did you see they have an index in the back? It's so cool. They have an index, you can go through all of the different missions. Imagine if that was what like really like, wow, you got so like pumped up about that. Or there's like, you know, they found a schmooze of Rebbe Chatzka Levenstein that's on tape. It's like people like running and jumping. There's a schmooze, and like it's like so. That's so awesome. I never heard of Chatzka Levenstein. I get to hear him on tape, and I'm gonna sit there and ask people to translate for you and write down every word. Imagine if that's what made you excited. You would be a different person. But now's a chance to do that. Where are we channeling all of our enthusiasm? Where are we channeling it? True, we're putting in our time in yeshiva, but are we channeling our enthusiasm here? Are we enthusiastic about sports, about politics, about news, about fashion, about entertainment? Is that really what like we're excited about? That's where our mind is. That's what we're busy with. Because now is our opportunity to change that. And I don't know about you. I do think I know about you. I think that deep down, every person in this room really would love to be excited about Rebbe Akiva Eiger. He's not, and he's not, but I think he would like to be. None of us feel good, you know, when we are like busy with things that we know we shouldn't be. It doesn't make us feel good. We feel dirty. But it's what excites me right now. This is what I need to live. So imagine if you understood and you felt that Torah, davening, mitzvahs was life, and this is what made you alive. This is what excited you. Now's the chance to do that. At this age, right now, you can do that. You could formulate for yourself your likes, your passions. And that's what youth is. A person has to realize that this is a very, very precious time. To say, I'll do it when I'm older, it's just not the same. And it's very unlikely that it's going to happen. And if a person does that, at this age, he locks in and he establishes a cheshek, a desire, a love, an appreciation. Even if he does have weak moments, because everyone has weak moments. So then, gam nefilaschem, gam zmani katnuschem. Even if you have a nefila, even if you have moments of when you're like you're being childish, moments of smallness. Rak isha oile baharim, you'll be like a person who's climbing a mountain. V'adoyrich al b'masei ha'olam yiyeh, and you're stepping on the bamos, the different podiums of the world. Gam hule from him ayef. Even he gets tired. Person, he's conquering the largest mountain in the entire world. He gets tired. He needs to take a break, a breather. Afraglo from yipotzan. Sometimes he gets wounds. He gets something happens to his foot. So sometimes he has slip ups. Avol gam oz lo yipol v'lo yered. Even when that happens. But it doesn't end up like he just sinks to the bottom. Lo yipol, he's not going to fall off the mountain. Lo yered. Noch, what does he do? He rests. Takes a breather. Vishuv oile, and he's getting back up and he's going to keep on climbing. So a person sees himself like he's on his way up a mountain. Choy veishu es ragloi, ma'at. What he does is he kind of like dresses his foot. He's got some sort of wound, so he's got to nurse his foot back to health a little bit. V'shuv dayrich, so maybe he's going to limp a little bit. He's not going to go as fast. Got to take it a little slow for a little bit, but he's going to keep pushing himself. Tamid talu, he's constantly being oile. V'tamid gadlus mikir bechem tegalu. A person always should. We should always be looking to go higher. We should always be bringing out godless from inside of ourselves. U'be'emes tuchal ata bachar Yisrael. And the truth is that you, bachar Yisrael, could lahoyti mikir becha, can remove, take out of yourself. Netios is like leanings. V'tikunim. And you could rectify things. Asher loy shi'arta lahem. You never imagined. Uba'atzma chaloy tavino. You even yourself don't even know. You could accomplish things that you're not even aware of at this moment in your life. So many people here think, what can I do already? I'm not capable. I'm not competent. I wasn't blessed with enough of those capabilities. And you're wrong. Because you're capable of doing a lot more than you realize. It's just that right now, your heart's not really in it. And the most important thing is for your heart to be in it. So we've got to kind of like work on that. We've got to get ourselves committed. And then a person will see, like, they'll be shocked at what they can accomplish. Absolutely shocked. Yochol ata limashal. For example, you can come, lovoy, to reach, lirotzayim toiv v'chazak, to have a rotzon, a desire that's a good desire, strong, good desire, a chazak gamimcha, it's even stronger than you. You can have a desire inside of you that overpowers you. Asher kol atzmecha mishubad lirotzon toiv hazeh. You feel like you feel almost obligated, forced, that you have to follow this burning desire inside of you. You feel like you have to fulfill it. No excuses. No explanations. There's something you got to do. There could be like this burning feeling inside of you. It's like a passion of something that must happen. I've got to do this. No excuses. I've got to make this happen. Margish ata bekir b'cha. It could happen. You could feel inside of yourself. Ki'ilu pisoim ruach Hashem chazak. Like suddenly, Ruach Hashem Chazak, Mefarek Harim. There's like a spirit of a Kadosh Baruch Hu inside of you that is just—it's taking apart mountains. It's dismantling mountains. Umeshaber Sloim, and it's shattering rocks. Ponga Becha, and it's inside of you. You feel like you have been possessed. V'yisarcha, and it's lifting you up. Alavoidozuvazu, and saying, this is something I gotta do this. And you feel like, just like, you're totally taken over by this desire, this obsession. Eskol hamenios, anything that's in your way, yifarek, you'll get rid of. Veskol haikuvim, anything holding you back, yishaber, you'll break. Hashem hu Elokim, va'ata avdoi, u'muchruch ata le'uvdoi. You feel like you've got to do it. And I think that the Rebbe is saying something very, very important here. Extremely important. You know the difference between the people that do it and the people that don't do it? I think the difference is one thing. The people that do it feel like they have to do it. Muchruch ata la'ivdoi. I gotta do this. And the people that don't feel like, it would be nice. Yeah, I would like to do that. That would be good. But, okay, I did. I'll try. I'll see how it goes, you know. Maybe yes, maybe no. You know, if not, so then I'll, you know, just, it was nice to try. I enjoyed the ride. Person that feels, muchruch ata la'ivdoi, I've got to do this. There's no two options. There's no maybe yes, maybe no. It's do or die. It's kihem chayenu v'orech yomenu. This is my life. This is my life here. And if I can't get this down, then I don't have a life. And a person feels that way, he'll make it happen. It will happen. It's just a question of, do we really feel that? Klal Yisrael was offered the Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, would you like the Torah? What did Klal Yisrael say? Na'aseh v'nishma. Sure. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, great. Took the mountain, put it over the heads, and said, are you going to take it? And they said, we already said yes. We already, it's fine. What's going on over here? Morale explains, it's very nice you said yes, but when the going gets tough, what's going to happen? You have to realize something. There's no maybe yes, maybe no. You're doing this. You have to do this. You don't have a choice. We don't have a choice. And if a person feels that way, he'll make sure to do it. Because there is nothing else. There's a very famous story about Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva was teaching Torah. And the Romans were goyzer that there should be no limudat Torah. So one of his friends said to him, Akiva, what are you doing? It's dangerous. Got to stop learning Torah. So said Rabbi Akiva, you're compared to a fox that he saw a fish who was swimming in the water, and then the fishermen were trying to catch the fish. So the fox said, hey, fish, why don't you just jump out over here? There's no nets over here. Jump out of the water. They were trying to get you in the water. So Rabbi Akiva, that's ridiculous, right? Fox is supposed to be the smartest of all the animals. The only place that I could live is in the water. If I jump out of the water, I'm for sure dead. Rabbi Akiva said, listen, there's no such thing as not learning Torah. We're for sure dead. So, I gotta make this work. There's a medrash, an absolutely beautiful medrash. Medrash speaks about Rabbi Akiva, who was walking by the water. And he met a simple Jew. And he said to him, tell me, you learn Torah? He said, no, I don't learn Torah. He said, why not? It's too hard. I don't have the head for it. I can't figure it out. So Eliyahu HaNavi asked him, so what do you do? He says, I'm a fisherman. I said, really? Tell me, who taught you how to make fisherman's knots? Fishermen's knots are very, very complicated to the point that even halacha says we don't even know how to make them anymore. They were forgotten. There's such complicated ways of always turning the rope this way and that way and always and all the exact motions. Very complicated. So ask Rabbi Akiva, I don't understand. You told me that you don't have a head for these types of things. So how did you make a fisherman's knot? He said, well, that's my livelihood. I can't live without making a knot. So I got to know how to make a knot. Says Eliyahu HaNavi, the Torah is also your life. And if you would realize the Torah is your life, you wouldn't say it's too hard for me, I can't figure it out, it's too difficult. This is life. If a person feels muchrach, he's going to make it happen. He's tired, he's not feeling well, he's got other things on his mind, whatever he's got, excuses that he has. Those are all very good. Those are excuses. Those are tirutzim. But if a person feels that he's possessed, and he feels that he's lemaloisa bal korchoi, muchrich, the lashon we're reading now is muchrich lemaloisa bal korchoi, I have to do this. I must. Beloy shum teretz, I got no excuse. Beloy shum svaris, with no explanations. This is going to happen. Finished. Chazal tell us, Ein davar oymid lifnei haratzon. Nothing can get in the way if you have the real desire. And if a person says, this is going to happen, it will. Problem is that we don't necessarily feel that much passion towards our avodas Hashem. This is the age to build it right now. Either your entire life, you're going to be busy getting all excited about the Yankees or the Dodgers or something that's absolutely meaningless. Or you can channel the desire, the enthusiasm, the excitement to something that has purpose and meaning. True, we don't feel it yet, but it's a work in progress. We got to do something about that. Or we're just going to just let it be. We're going to try to like make this into our life, make this real for us, make this kihem chayenu for arich yameinu.